Here's a little tongue-in-cheek discussion on five reasons not to celebrate Valentine's Day. Number one, flowers make you sneeze and they don't last very long. Number two, pink does not make you look thinner. In fact, number three, pink's a girly color and it makes men feel wimpy. Number four, chocolate makes you fat. Number five, Valentine's Day is just commercialism by the greeting card companies to make millions of dollars. Are those any reasons that you shouldn't celebrate Valentine's Day? There is a more important reason, but it comes back to realizing, what is life all about? What is romance after all? Because Valentine's Day is supposed to focus on romance, and we often think of the flowers and the candy and the meals out and all those kinds of things. But you know what? Romance is sometimes vacuuming the house. Romance is sometimes, cleaning the toilet. Or maybe changing a diaper or two. Or maybe making his favorite dessert. That's what real romance comes down to so much of the time, real life. And sometimes we get fooled by taking one day and trying to make something huge out of it, when in reality, love is a daily thing. It's something that we show every single day of our life. You know, Christ himself said that whatever we want men to do to us, we should do to them. And it should be something that's ongoing, not just a one-time thing. It reminded me of a passage that's over in Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 9:9 says, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he's given you under the sun." So it's all our days, not just one day. And so you could probably come up with a longer list of reasons not to celebrate Valentine's Day. But you know, they're not all humorous. They're not all. There is another reason. You know that many of the world's holidays are focused and come from roots of paganism. That's where they're rooted. Valentine's Day is no different, named after a Catholic saint. It's rooted in paganism. Maybe that's a question you could ask yourself. What does God think about Valentine's Day? Check it out a little bit. Look at what Deuteronomy 12 has to say about it. Check it out. Do a little bit of research. You may be very surprised what you find. In fact, you'll probably add one more big reason not to celebrate Valentine's Day. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.